Hello, my name is Alex Joseph. I'm the chef of Alice Restaurant and Cocktail Bar, formerly Rouge Tomate. And today we are at Joseph Restaurant, my other restaurant on Place de Châtelain. And we are working with Aquanaria sea bass, which is a farmed sea bass that's of top quality. Really a beautifully large cultivated fish that works with a zero waste philosophy. And we're working with the chef Adriana from Hispania, which is in the NH Hotel in Sablon. And we did a collaboration with Four Hands, and we're making a six-course menu today to showcase how delicious this product is.
And let me tell you, I've had the six courses. It's delicious. Why has Rouge Tomate become Alice?
There is a rebranding that's taking place, but in short, after opening up our new restaurant, Joseph, the old owner of Rouge Tomate enacted a clause that he could take back the name Rouge Tomate, and this is purely out of jealousy. He was upset that we didn't talk about him enough, and looking at two options, one would be fighting him in litigation and wasting a lot of time, money, and energy, or the other one, very positive, changing the name to Alice. We have the cocktail bar upstairs, and we have the beautiful restaurant downstairs. It's basically reuniting the two under the same name. And for me, looking at the two options, it's much more of a beautiful future, being able to rebrand, especially coming out of 2 years of COVID, being able to change the decoration, and certain things you weren't allowed to do contractually, now I have more freedom.
Now, why Alice?
It's named after the last woman who lived in the building, and there's a beautiful story behind that. She was owner of a brewery here in Brussels called Wiltz, which is now the Women's Museum in Forêt. And she hid two Jewish families during the Second World War, so I think it's a beautiful name, and to have two restaurants with first names, it's really nice. We are going to be revamping the back garden, which is probably one of the most beautiful aspects of our restaurant, and we look forward to welcoming as many people as possible with the sunny weather coming up now.
Because it's got those big beech trees, it's phenomenal.
It's correct. The beech trees are lovely. There's even a couple of palm trees back there. God knows how they keep growing, but it's an oasis right off Avenue Louise. It's
so
really
briefly,
lovely.
The food at Alice is not changing?
Just the name. I'm still the chef. We're going to keep the menu at 39 euros that changes weekly because it's just wonderful for me as a chef to be able to change the menu every week, always having something for vegetarians, pescatarians, and people who enjoy meat. And we're going to be slowly adding on a couple more signature dishes with some real nice products. One of them today being the sea bass Aquanaria is going to be a signature dish that won't change. And then we're going to work with the deer and dong beef. And I'm also in contact with Sturia Caviar to have a couple high-level products for people that want to splurge a bit more.
Yeah. And so at the restaurant Joseph, where we're at today, you're one of the owners, but you're not the chef here.
Yeah, that's
so,
correct.
So I guess I'll be speaking to the chef right now. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's correct. So we, in the middle of COVID, stumbled across this beautiful location on Place de Châtelain, and it was a hole in the wall. The day we visited it was 30 people looking at it. We made an offer. We were very serious about opening up a concept here. And the chef who is here is a guy by the name of Fella Hertog, and he is incredible. He's taking the menu, making it his own.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Fella Hertog. I'm the chef at the Joseph Restaurant.
What is the food you're serving?
We try to serve an internationally inspired food concept. We have a very Americanized base. We try to specialize on meats and especially ribs, where we do smoked with different seasonings and low temperature cookings. But then the rest of the food has a wide inspiration and many tastes. Personally, with Alex, the thing he liked about me was that I traveled a lot. And so I have many tastes and inspirations that come from Africa, Asian flavors, Italian flavors, Spanish flavors. So it's a nice mix of everything in there. That's basically what we try to serve.
And how long have you been cooking?
It's my 10th year in a professional kitchen right now. I never studied in school, but I was lucky enough to start in a 5-star hotel, and I had a very good chef who winged me for about 3 years. And from then, I just went from one kitchen to another one, worked in Milan, worked in Barcelona, and now it's been 4 years in Belgium.
Well, good luck, and thank you, and we'll be here to taste your food.
Okay, thank you very much.